So welcome to another episode of Swamp Inside Florida Athletics. I'm your co-host, Anthony Beck, along with my other co-hosts.
Unmute, Gerald.
Unmute, Jerry, for the second week in a row.
Jesus.
It's Al. Not Al, it's Al.
Okay, nice to meet you, Al. So me, I am usually Marcus, a.k.a. the man with our representation. A.K.A. the man at AB still has not put on the logo. But for this week, I will be Owsley.
Owsley. Alan Owsley. Not Isley. Owsley.
There you go. The Owsley brothers.
I don't know why the hell they're on this podcast.
Owsley brothers.
On the schools, because, you know, I mean, I thought this was strictly a Gator podcast, but, you know, since they want to bring that on. Ugh.
We were technically Owls.
Who?
Our names are on the degrees.
All there in black and white.
No, hell. Congratulations on making it to the Final Four. It's a great story. It really is a great story. Honestly, you know, I'm going to be honest. That home loss to them is not looking so bad right about now.
No, it's a good one. It's a good loss.
And then lost to UConn also. Got the crap kicked out of us by UConn.
Yeah, man. We win one of those games, we're probably in the tournament.
We win both of those games, we're in the tournament, but, you know.
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe a couple of SEC games that we didn't fumble in, during the middle of the season.
Yeah.
Them's the breaks.
Yeah, we just couldn't seem to catch any, but.
Yeah, it happens.
We got a good show for y'all tonight. A lot of new Gator news. Shout out to the baseball team for going on the road against the defending national champions in the Ole Miss Rebels, coming away with the sweep. Jack Cagney, much breaking out of his slump and reminding the world he's still that dude at the plate, because on the mound. Wasn't his best day. Eight walks is totally out of his character, but, you know, he'll shake back. He'll bounce back.
Yeah.
Still got the win, but, shout out to them. Softball, they'll shake back. They'll shake back next week. They had a tough series on the road against Arkansas, lost 2 out of 3, but they'll shake back. They'll be all right. They'll be all right. So.
R-E-L-A-X, relaxed?
Yeah.
R-E-L-A-X.
Now, just for context, I'm going to just be real and just go ahead and come out and say it. I don't think a soul is beating Oklahoma again for the national championship.
Oh, they're dominant.
They lost Johnson Allo. They're still loaded. So
Patty Gasso got hoopers still?
Yeah, she still got hoopers. But, it's going to be hard to beat them and UCLA. But, so shout out to them. They'll bounce back. And also – had a guest that could potentially came on, but yeah, he's busy right now. But also transfer portal news. Let's go ahead and get into that right now, real quick, since it involves spring practice. So earlier in the week, last week, we had a tweet from Micah Mazuka.
That word being your ass, ain't it?
That boy, you down 3-1.
To pronounce his man name, but
sound it out.
It is not how you pronounce it. It's Mazuka.
Really?
Yeah, we figured it out. It's pronounced Mazuka, actually. But he put out a tweet saying he intended to enter the transfer portal, and it was going to be a huge blow to the offensive line. But by the grace of God.
Brother.
They worked himself out. He is on campus. Everything's good right now. He's still out there. But he does have a torn labrum, I believe. He just recently had surgery for it. So we'll see how long he's gonna be out. I'm not sure about the beginning of the season. We'll see how long he's gonna be out. We'll get an update soon on that. But what was your guys' reaction? And loyal patron, Jay Money's on. What's good with
Jay
you?
Freaking Money.
Number one fan.
The flesh, man. Definitely appreciate joining us on here tonight.
Yes, sir.
But what was y'all's first reaction? Oh, we got a different look for y'all too, if y'all haven't noticed.
Yeah, we got a look.
Side by side.
Yeah, you see us more up close now, but
this is the closest I've ever gone to being on the logo next to these two guys right here.
It's crazy, bro. They see my face zoomed in, bro. Oh my god.
Yeah, I haven't noticed. I'm kind of getting my Rick Ross on right now, but this will be getting cut off soon. Yeah, it's unfortunate. Yeah, it's getting cut off soon. But what was you guys' first reaction when you first saw that tweet of him entering the board? Because first of all, I was caught off guard. I was in shock. I almost dropped my phone.
Yeah, for me, man, when I first saw it, I was like, nothing's changed. Same old Gator. So I kind of just like put my phone down. I was pissed, though. Like, I even hit my dad. I was like, man, you hear about the big offensive line we got that just came in and is now transferring? I was kind of shook, caught off guard. I was about to start questioning some things, but I'm glad everything worked itself out. And, you know, guess he's supposedly staying. So that's a blessing, bro. But at the same time, I also felt like maybe our talent on the offensive line is pretty deep this year, you know, to the point where guys don't want to compete, you know. So, yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, so I saw it. I just kind of scrolled on my phone. Actually, you sent it in the group chat.
Yeah, you did.
So I was scrolling. And I saw it. I was like, whoa, wait a minute. What did I just read? And yeah. I sent it to them in the group chat. And woof.
Yeah, so like you said in the group chat, I clicked on it just to make sure it was actually like a reputable source. And then I saw it was. I was like, wait. Something's going on here.
It was him.
Yeah, like, wait, what the hell's going on? What happened? Did something go on? Was it something that he did? Was it something that he wasn't doing? Was it something disagreement with the coaches? Mm-hmm. Like all that those scenarios kind of run through my head. And then you see he's back on campus. I'm like, okay. But then you see stuff on like the boards about mm-hmm. something happening. He got hurt, whatnot. Like I tried to speculate and stay out of that stuff because these are people's lives and stuff. I don't want to like say like crazy and put like conjecture out there and stuff, you know. But I was kind of waiting for him to just fall back and see what happened. He's back on campus. He is indeed hurt. He did get surgery, so that unfortunately is true. But I hope everything worked out. I hope everything is actually like on the up and up with the coaches and him. Like everything cool on that front.
Yeah, likewise, bro. Likewise.
Gentleman says he knew he wasn't going anywhere. He just knew he did that because he was in his field. Now, from some of the things I heard, I will say that Jay Money kind of does have a point right there. Not going to put everything out, but let's just say he does have a point. I'll say that.
Well, a lot of speculations, but, you know, you never know what's true.
Yeah, you don't know what's true and what's not
true. Yeah, I'll stay out of speculation.
Yeah.
You try not to speculate too much on things because of that reason. You don't want to say the wrong thing, and all of a sudden somebody might possibly text you, and now all of a sudden you got to deal with that monster.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, brother.
Mm-hmm. You know what happens.
I know all too well what happens. I can deal with that. I'm not dealing with it.
Sometimes that does happen when these type of things. Or like something is going on, you're trying to get in the world and try to like, you know, get out of the situation. But I don't know. I'm not gonna pretend to know. I'm gonna stay out of it and let everything just work itself out.
I don't know what's going on. I'm only here to get my predictions.
Yeah.
And thoughts and opinions.
Yeah, I think from everything I've heard, everything's kind of worked itself out. So we should be good. But you know what? Looking at the offensive line anyway. With him, I mean, we're still at work, I mean, in my opinion, we'll be one of the top offensive lines, in at least in the SEC. I love what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing from out there in spring practice from this unit. This unit is pretty much nasty. There are maulers out there. And, you know, they look like SEC offensive linemen, thank God.
Yeah.
More 6'6", 270-pound linemen. These guys are 6'6", and 320 pounds now.
If nothing else, they'll get off the bus looking good.
Right. Scare some people.
I'll take that.
Yeah, they're gonna get off the bus looking scary. And Jay Money's right about this. Every player has done something like this. Yeah. We've had players threaten to hit the portal and they haven't done it. So, I mean, you just never know what's going on in those situations. Like we said, you don't want to really speculate because we just don't know what exactly is going on. So, just glad to get him back on campus and keep him on campus because yeah, love what he brings to the table.
Absolutely, man.
For sure. Just hope everything is fine. Hope he's fine physically. Hope he's fine mentally. I'm not on the campus. I'm not in those meeting rooms. I don't know what's going on. Just hope everything's fine.
Right.
Good question here, Jay Money. Good question. Marcus, you want to start with that, bro?
Okay, quarterback, I mean, we all know the big elephant in the room there. I mean, Mertz is Mertz from the film that we've seen him at Wisconsin, but who knows? He could end up being a pretty decent, pretty serviceable quarterback at Florida. I don't know. Now, the running game with Montrell and Trevor Etienne.
No questions. And Cam Carroll, let's not forget him.
I would say Cam Carroll as well. I am excited to see that three-headed monster or two-headed monster, depending on what they do. You know, I'm excited for that. Offensive line, if nothing else, they'll come off the bus looking good. And from all reports and all accounts, they're doing well blocker-wise right now. But again, spring, we don't know yet until, you know, the season starts. But everything so far so good in that front. Defense, thank God we have defensive tackles this year. I'll say that much. Because Chris McClellan cannot be fighting for his life out there by himself like Javon was doing last year.
That was awful.
Jesus. So, give me some Will Norman. Give me dude that transferred in from Memphis.
And we don't have to put Desmond Watson out there for 45 to 50 plays either.
45, 55 seconds. The most of the love there.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how long a big play lasts. I don't want to run around like that all the time. You know?
Yeah, fact.
Put him in. Spell him every now and then. What's dude from Memphis name that transferred in?
Cameron Jackson.
Yeah, Cam Jackson. He'll be a big boost. Linebackers, another year, Shamar James. I'm excited for. Got a lot of youth in that room, and got some experience for transfers also.
Right.
Got from Ohio State. Came up coming in. Secondary, Corey Edmund got the whole room, thank God. I hope Jason Marshall has a bounce back season.
I think he will.
I hope the young boys like Jakeem Jackson come in, Sharif Denson, they do their thing. Also, safeties I'm excited for because you can't get anything worse than running 4.7s back there like it was last year. You can't get any worse than that.
Yeah, Corey
Edmund did recently speak very highly of Jakeem Jackson, saying even though he's got only a year of experience at DB, he feels like he's going to be a special player. And you know what? Honestly, I feel the same way. And they're talking about him, how he mirrors routes, the receiver's routes. You can do that when you're a former wide receiver.
Well, I say he's a natural wide receiver, so
I believe it.
Yeah, he's a natural receiver. Like if you're a natural receiver, you can mirror routes as a corner. Like you know what steps receivers take. You know what you figure out what their tendencies are, and I think that's going to really help him whenever he gets in the game.
Hey. As
it goes along, he sees what receivers are doing. He pretty much at that point, that's when you start locking them down.
AB, you might have a comp, bro.
I might have a comp.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about too. It's when your boys, if he's like that, yeah, a CB mirroring routes, a good thing and can be a bad thing sometimes.
He just so happened to be from the 850 area code.
Let's do that.
Is that what you're saying, Jerry?
Look, man, all I'm saying is, you know, a guy that thought he was going to play wide receiver in college football.
Because if that's what you're saying, you're not wrong.
I'm just saying, if you look at the film, you look at the speed, you look at the tendencies.
Although he was really a running back in high school. But still, he ran. He did. They split him out wide. So, yeah.
Running backs run routes, too, sometimes.
Yeah. They do, yeah.
That because they did split him out wide some too, so yeah,
Jeremy,
you're not wrong about that one,
hey man. But I think for me personally, bro, like I'm looking forward to seeing. I'm just gonna name a few guys, I don't really know what to expect. I have to watch the spring game first to kind of have my take on the actual offense itself and the defense itself. But a few guys I'm looking forward to watching, and a few guys I'm hearing a lot of good things about. Arliss Boardingham, was it Boardingham?
Yep,
Arliss Boardingham is a guy I think will make some noise. I think he's very agile, big-time athlete coming out of high school. So I'm interested to see what he could do at tight end, especially split out. You know,
especially going to benefit the fact that we don't have tight ends at all whatsoever.
And Keon Zipper, I think, had an injury.
Yep. Yeah, he announced on his social and on Facebook that it's a knee injury and basically out for the season because he targeted 2024. And from what I've heard, I don't know if this is true. I heard torn patella tendon in the knee, but I'm also hearing possible ACL tear.
What did he do?
See, that's the thing. We don't know. That I don't know if the ACL part's true. I think the patella tendon part is true, though.
Patella tendon, if you're out, like, if you tear it in, what, March? Yeah, you probably out for the year. That's a big
– He's done for the year.
Yeah, he just recently had surgery. So, yeah, he's going to be done for the year. And Arlen Sportingham is going to have to be one of those guys to step up. And
Dante Sanders.
Oh, brother.
Once again.
Look, he's serviceable.
I mean, yeah, he's all right. You know what I'm saying? And then, Tony Livingston. That's another guy that's, you know.
A lot of good things about him as well.
He's going to have to play. And he's a guy, you know, I love basketball playing tight ends. That's just me. So, he's a guy. Graham Mertz, you know, I'm not sure what to expect from him. I'm kind of just on the fence. I want to see if he does in spring game.
Please don't suck.
Yeah, please don't suck. Be serviceable. Win us some games. You know what I'm saying?
Be fine.
Yeah, yeah. Running back room. I'm good running back room. Wide receiver room, I'm very encouraged by.
Yeah, I'm a lot better on than I was last year.
Yeah, yeah. I think even when you look at them at practice and like, them running routes, they look a lot smoother. Plus, I think they're getting coached better. You know, Billy G is a very experienced guy. We're saying
Billy G's the third time a charm working out?
Hey, man, I like Billy G, bro. Some of the recruiting.
Yeah, I said the career take or leave, but I mean, if Billy's here and he's probably directing, go recruit this guy. You were going to go to Jeremiah Smith's house with me? Sure. I'll take it. Why not? Because I like him as a coach. And right. Here AB goes. AB the Optimist is about to pop out.
Defense, Tyreek Sapp needs to take a huge jump for me. It's time.
Yeah, that's a name I've been hearing a lot about. For like two years now.
He showed a flash in the spring game last year, and then I don't know what happened.
I was like, you're getting this a little sample, man. I want the whole thing. I'm not gonna go.
I want the whole load.
Whoa, pause. Absolute pause on that.
Shout out Paul Pierce.
Shout out to Paul Pierce for that legendary comment.
Pause. Jesus.
What? You want the? We got a little touchy.
Pause.
We feel we don't do pause.
We are today. I'm definitely on that.
Jay Money, man. You know, while we're on here talking, I want to ask you, what are your thoughts on Graham Mertz and Jack Miller?
I know you just didn't throw in Jack Miller.
I threw in Jack Miller because that's the merge. Well, actually, I heard Max Brown though is looking kind of solid.
Okay.
You do realize Max Brown's not going to step on the field this year, right?
I'm just saying.
He's not stepping on the field, Jerry.
Well, we know he's not going to step on the field. He's never going to come in near close to the field.
Really, Jerry? Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Bro, I'm just saying.
I mean, let him get his lies off, bro. It's March.
He didn't do that.
I'm just saying, bro.
Show is rated. This show is not for kids, somewhat.
Somewhat.
Cover your ears, kids.
Yeah, don't lie. Don't lie. Don't lie.
Thou shalt not tell lies.
Kids, cover your ears.
If you were a kid right now that's a Gator fan, shout out to you because you're gonna be happy one day because you ain't had to go through the trenches like us.
It won't be today, but you'll be happy one day.
You'll be happy one day. Trust and believe.
I mean, did we really go through trenches, Jerry? We saw national championships.
But we saw the best and the worst, though.
At least we got to see the best.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, you guys have only seen two.
I knew A was going to say this. This nigga AAR.
We won three. We've seen the majority of them.
Yeah, I've seen all of them. But, I mean, we've all seen the lows of the lows as well.
Yeah, well, Georgia Southern happened.
God, don't remind me.
Me and Jerry's future university that we wanted to attend almost happened.
Dude, one of my boy, Quez, was the quarterback that almost beat us.
What's up, Quez, bro? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that.
Bro, that was Quez.
Bro, what?
Yes, bro. That was Quez. No way. That was Quez.
Oh, my gosh.
Quez almost beat us.
That's funny. Shout out Quez, bro.
Shout out to Quez. Jaquez Johnson.
The boy stamped, bro.
Crazy times. But yeah, Money, you know, man, I'm encouraged. I'm hearing a lot of good about Kamari Wilson, the DB room. I want my linebackers to show up and show out. But I'm hearing a lot of good things about a lot of young players, man.
That's, you know, if someone like Jaden Robinson gets on the field like first year, I will be doing jumping jacks. Yeah. Because I mean, because this is an experience. The linebacker room is kind of interesting because it's a mix of younger guys like Jaden coming in on campus. Guys like Shamar, who got a year of experience last year, who's becoming a true sophomore this year, talented player. And then we got some transfers from our schools who got some experience. And they're actual linebackers this time instead of like faked up, you know, edges that we tried to use for the last couple of years. So it's an interesting room. We got to see how it shakes out, who gets on the field, who gets this much playing time, this X amount of playing time, who plays where. It'll be fun to watch.
And real quick before AB gives his comment, over or under 20 snaps for Jalen Humphries this year?
Why'd you ask that?
Boy, that man be healthy every spring, bro. But then by the time season starts, he always got something going on.
This man's going to be a ha-ha, David. This is going to be a breeze video every time it's spring and then goes into fall camp or whatnot.
Bro, it's terrible, bro. It's terrible.
It's like every morning I break my leg and every evening I break my arms.
That man be hurt every year.
Man, that boy has a permanent wing in the hospital by the time September.
No comment on that question.
Is he hurt already?
No, but no comment on that question.
So that's a yes.
No, he's not hurt.
Okay, good.
Well, he's a body. He's a body.
He has a jersey.
Yeah.
Basically, he's Rudy.
Hey, why y'all be Rudy?
Hey, Rudy did get a sack at the end of the game.
Yeah, Jalen Humphries done that.
But not with the debt we got at defensive tackle. That's all I'm saying.
You call that man Rudy, bro? You're hell bad.
That is nasty, AB.
All right.
Nasty.
I ain't gonna say Rudy, but I'll say this: the debt we have at defensive tackle is gonna be hard for him to get on the field. We got guys like Cameron Jackson coming in, Chris McClellan still there, Desmond Watson's getting a lot of snaps.
Will Norman coming in.
Will Norman. It's going to be hard. Kelby Collins and Will Norman cracking this lineup, from what I'm hearing. Especially Kelby Collins. But it's going to be hard for him to get on the field. Grammars is a lot better than what people think, and with the help of the offensive line this year, going to help him a lot of wide receivers, so I just think he needed a new place to be. You know what? For some quarterbacks, that is very true, because honestly, look at Jaden Daniels. Transfer from Arizona State, where he was okay, wasn't really that great, didn't have a whole lot around him. Goes to LSU, and they pretty much unlock him as a quarterback.
I mean, to be fair, that freshman year, he did have a first-round pick at wide receiver at Arizona State.
He did. That was the only year he kind of had something, but everybody knew he was getting the ball as well.
Hey, man, if you got Brandon Ayuk, you can throw him the football. But, yeah, he was a talented kid at Arizona State. You saw it.
Yeah.
It wasn't the great of a talent pool after his freshman year and whatnot.
Yeah, it went downhill. Then he goes to LSU. He's got more talent there. And like I said, they unlock him as a full-on quarterback, not just as a runner, but as a passer. He looked a whole lot better. So,
and we throw the better players. You know, you got Kayshawn Boutte, you know, you got Dre Stevens, you got all those guys. I mean,
pun intended.
Relax.
Yeah, they had Kayshawn Booty. that was a big... I forgot what game I was watching. They kept calling them. I'm like, this man is trolling.
Calling me Boutte, bro. God, have I ever been to Louisiana?
No. I'm talking about the commentator that kept calling him Kayshawn Booty, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Like, bro.
Oh, yeah.
It's Boutte, dumbasses.
I'm just like, bro, like.
Like, stop saying that.
It's, you used to, yeah, one quarterback years ago named John David Booty, and then there's a current quarterback right now.
General Booty.
Booty. Blue First Warriors. Of all, why y'all name this kid General? Like, what is wrong?
He top shotter, bro.
Why is your last name Booty?
He top shotter of the booty.
Hey. Well, you know,
you see a receiver that's open, he likes it, and he wants it. You're getting this ball the easy way or the hard way.
Essentially. AB is sick. But anyways. I'm more concerned about special teams.
Do we have a kicker?
Do we have a kicker?
You have Adam Mahalik and
Tracy. I don't want to hear that.
Mahalik was serviceable for the most part. He did have a small period where he struggled, but he wasn't horrible the whole year.
It was okay.
He was okay. That's not the UF standard.
We had Austin Harden. That very much is the Gator standard.
Oh, chill.
You say what you want about Austin Harden. That man did kick us to an SEC championship game.
Bro, get out of here, bro. This man was bare minimum.
He still kicked us to an SEC championship
game. Won a trophy? What did he do that before that?
Bro, we ran against the demigods that year.
He couldn't even get us 5 points against FSU in 2015, bro.
That boy was a shambolic ass kicker. I'm sorry.
He was horrible.
Number one kicker? Really?
That was a lie. I don't know where they.
Big lie. Who the hell raped him?
Hey, he was out of high school.
Why?
He's just out of high school, man. We don't know how these kickers are going
to
do.
He's kicking. How do you not know how to raise a kicker? Can he put it through the goalpost? Can he kick it more than 30 yards?
Can he kick it accurately?
Does kicks hook all the time?
I never thought I'd have to defend kickers. Oh, and I'm not defending him whatsoever.
But you're defending
him. All I'm saying is this. You try kicking a ball through the goalpost when you got 11 people coming after you.
Well, I'm not
you're right.
Kicker. He is. I don't train for this.
But you try doing it.
I have tried. I made an extra point.
That junk is hard.
I know it's hard, but damn. If you actually are a kicker, you are trained to kick. You do nothing all day long, but I don't know.
They really kick. I'm not even trying to be funny. They don't do it. If you play football, you play high school, they don't do anything.
You know what, AB?
Icing the kicker real quick. That is not a real damn strategy. He might overthink it. He might, what the fuck does he do all day long? What kick is doing that? What are we doing?
Hey, look, AB, I'm sorry, man. You know, you're right. I need to be more easy on kickers, especially kickers like Brett Maher. I'm going to be more easy on.
Hey, it could be worse. Could be Cody Parkey.
Oh, my God.
Look, man, I had to shut my eyes like this to watch Brett Maher kick a ball.
Bro.
He made one. When he finally started picking them again, I was in shock. I thought I was dreaming.
That was funny. That was a funny time.
But, those are the two kickers, Adam Mahalik and Trace Mack. They're both back. So, what wins the job? That wins the job. I'm not really as I'm more concerned with who's going to be returning punts and kicks.
I hope it's not Xavier Henderson. I'm so sorry.
Please. No. I'm not trying to see that man run with a piano on his back.
What is next part?
This shit is so slow. It's playing George on my mind in E minor.
Well, this next part's not going to be easy.
Oh, brother.
I'm totally joking. I don't know who's returning kicks right now. I want to say,
do Aiden Mazzell.
Hell, do Eugene.
No.
Why?
Kind of got to put on weight.
Andre DeBose spent how many years at UFB in 125 pounds? Brandon James was 5'1", 140 pounds.
You know what's really funny about you bringing up Brandon James?
What's that?
He weighed more than Aiden Mizell.
Okay. By how much?
A pretty decent amount of action.
Who cares? It's just running a damn kick.
Brandon James might not have been tall, but he was bigger than you thought.
Aiden Mizell weighs about, 167?
That's the problem. Don't need to put him out there right now. He needs to put on weight. That's why you're hearing more about Andy Jean right now and then Eugene Wilson when he comes in.
Yeah, this is Jean.
Eugene's going to play more for one reason. You're not keeping that kind of speed off. He got a different kind of speed. You ain't keeping that off the field.
Exactly.
Not faster than Aiden Mizell. I mean, Aiden Mizell's not faster than him. I mean, Aiden Mizell's not faster than him. I can tell you that right now.
I mean, Eugene's the damn Blazer. Of course not. Exactly. Use him as a return. Why not?
And bottom, you know what? I wouldn't, because I think I'm hearing freshmen, a couple freshmen might be in it too. Here's one of them that I wouldn't mind putting back in returning kicks and punts.
Well, sure.
Jakeem?
I would definitely put Jakeem out there if it was up to me.
I would put one of those guys that's really, really fast that you're not really going to play in a regular defense or offense like that to start out with. Just let them do it.
I would throw Jakeem back there. I'm not sure about Ricky. I mean, Ricky wasn't terrible when he was back there, but, I mean, he's your best receiver, too. So I would look at putting Jakeem back there. Eugene Wilson, when he gets on campus. And
make Dakota Mitchell serviceable.
I don't think he's ever returned kicks, though.
Dakota?
Yeah, you normally put people back there that have returned kicks. I know Jakeem Jackson did it in high school. Eugene Wilson pretty much did everything in high school. Did Aiden Mizell even return kicks in high school?
I don't know.
I think so.
I don't think you can put him back there. That's another reason why you can't really put him back there then. Mm. If he hasn't done it. You normally put guys on there that have done it.
I'm a big fan of guys. You ain't got to be the fastest. You ain't got to be the biggest or whatever. If you have vision, if you can get me like 15 yards just off your vision alone, I'm good.
He'll probably be returning kicks too.
Who, Trevor?
Yeah. I mean, he did last year, so you might do it again this year.
I'm always iffy about my running backs returning kicks.
Jared, do you think Joe Burrow was going to be the quarterback if he didn't go to FSU? Yes!
Yes.
Question.
Oh, what?
Was going to be quarterback at Ohio State.
I mean, he was in that race and he broke his hand. So, yeah.
I'm going to be honest. At Ohio State, he was never really in that race.
Are we sure about this?
Yes. He was never really in that race. Why do you think he transferred? He wasn't in that race.
Because somebody put up 40 touchdowns?
You're behind both Dwayne Haskins and Justin Fields.
R.I.P.
Dwayne Haskins. Man, I'm sad. But when you're behind those two, kind of hard to get on the field.
Right. That's true.
I mean, he probably could have. We could have won that job, but, I mean, he made the better decision. Go to LSU, why not?
He could have won the job at Florida if a certain coach would have actually took him because he actually wanted to go to Florida. But that said coach who's no longer here.
Do always players we still we say do we miss him or actually do want to go to Florida? Or were you saying this?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I heard he actually did. But that said certain coach that's no longer here passed on.
It happens.
He got be the first fumble he ever made.
They got cooked by him. Proceeded to get cooked by him one of those years.
I mean, he did 1 year, so
he also beat him
one.
Well, LSU also wasn't the team that year we beat them that they were the next year.
And they were a team. They didn't have the offense because they got
Brady and took the hell off.
Because they said we have good wide receivers. Use them, actually.
You had two of the top two wide receivers in the NFL right now is on that team.
Like, seriously. Right. You had Caris Marshall was a really good number three for them.
Yeah.
Wait, did you guys go to that game in 2018?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I was in my dorm room.
I can say
I'm blessed to say I've watched those three in person.
I went to last year's in person. It was miserable.
And me and Jerry, like the 2019 game, we pretty much made a pact. We're not going to watch this game, Gary, because we're going to bust TV.
Bro, it was.
Just went out to Fort Lauderdale that night. I'm not going to lie.
2019 was a miserable. Like, it was a good year, but I was also miserable when we lost.
I may be the quarterback he turned out to be. I'm going to be honest. I don't think he does because. The receiving core he had at LSU that next year with Joe Brady, and they actually started to use him, was one of the best receiving cores in college football history. Okay. I mean, two of them were first round picks. The other one, your number three receiver that year was third on the team in touchdown catches, and he had like 14 of them.
And he had a good tight end.
Thaddeus Moss at tight end. Who had like what 8 more touchdowns by himself?
Yeah. And I will say, J Money, I'm like, okay, so I understand where you're coming from. But I'm more so of, I'm not going to say a pessimist, but at the same time, I kind of go back to our experiences with Luke Del Rio, Malik Zaire, Austin Appleby. You know, those are tough times, man. Austin Appleby was a guy who came in. We knew he threw interceptions a lot, but he also showed flashes. Graham Mertz is much so a guy like that. Shows flashes, but also loses his head, you know? So.
Just had to bring up Luke Del Rio and Austin
Appleby. Yeah, I played football with Luke Del Rio. I mean, I've seen him up close.
How mid was he?
I mean, we had talent at that time, so he wasn't bad or anything like that. Once the playoffs and shit. Like, he wasn't terrible, but, like, the arm wasn't there.
Yeah.
So you knew about this and then warned the coaching staff. Okay.
Nigga, I was 14.
His dad is Jack Del Rio. I mean.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about that.
Who cares?
You have to watch those fucking teams.
Still could have warned. I'm just kidding. I mean, we didn't know he turned out to be that bad. He actually was terrible until that arm injury, and then all of a sudden, that's where his arm came in.
It was what it was. I mean,
some of them throws he made against Kentucky that year.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Don't do it.
He was throwing on air.
Hey, man, Callaway was getting open, and
I was at that game. I was about to lie.
See? Hey, man, Callaway was cooking them.
I mean, the coaching staff in Kentucky cooked themselves.
Yeah, that's so true.
That's why I don't bring up the 2015 year, because, I'm still hurt by that year.
There are a lot of things I don't bring up about those years.
When I was telling you about big lies, I was telling.
Yeah, I was too, bro.
The biggest lie I told was, and I'm going to take this to my grave with me.
Except we're not about to take this to the grave with you.
National championship team right there.
Hmm?
With Will not getting suspended. With Will Grid not getting suspended. That was a potential national championship team.
AB, I'm going to say this right now. I want better for you.
Look, we didn't know he was going to get suspended for a bogus PED rule for an ingredient inside of something. We didn't know he was going to get popped for that.
And I mean, the doctors there, they tell you what you can and can't do. You got the list. It's basically the NFL. You get the list of what you can't use. Don't go with GNC. Those things
are don't go to GNC, period. Eat some bananas.
Yeah, I agree. He shouldn't have went down the first place. He should have been smarter than that. So, I mean...
GNCs, they are not regulated. You don't know what's in what you're actually getting. Mm-hmm.
You really don't.
A little tab off. You don't know what's actually in this damn thing.
You really don't. You really don't. And that's where, as a player, and even nowadays, whether it's high school, college, pros, that's where you got to be smarter as an athlete nowadays. You got to be smarter than that. Look at what you can and can't use. Okay, this is the stuff I can't use. Okay. Put that to the side. I can't use that. I'm not going to even look at that. You get the things you can use. And you just got to be smart. You got to be smart about that.
You got to be research.
You kids were on steroids.
Just do your research. That's all you have to do.
I knew one kid who did research. He was on all the best steroids in the world.
But that team in particular was getting better and better and better as the season went along.
Can I tell a story real quick?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, so I played with this kid in high school. I'm not going to name names, obviously. That boy was on all types of steroids. It wasn't even funny. Jesus. What's it do, man? Bro, I used to see him during like free periods and stuff, like crushing up like Adderall pills and storing them shits.
Did he get caught?
No. I mean, he went to like 70,000 high schools in the city anyway, so it didn't really matter.
Oh my God. What a savage.
He was committed to Michigan for a minute. Then he ended up going to FAU with us. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the story of that.
Makes you wonder now what's really going on.
Yeah, that's my dog, though. I thought we'd do it. Cool.
That's tough.
You think that was because of the culture? He's just been.
Which one, Jay Money? What are we talking about?
What are you talking about? Because that kind of threw me off a little bit. But Yeah, that's one position on special teams I'm concerned about, though. Who's returning punts and kicks, because you need speed back there in a bad way, in the worst way.
Hendo is just – I went back and watched the Tennessee game. Yeah, I went back and watched the Tennessee game, bro, and it was kind of cringy when he made that one move and cut back inside when AR got it to him. I mean, it was nice, but it was like
– I'm going to say this. I mean, because I don't want him returning punts or kicks, but he did show a couple of flashes that there were times where he made one cut. He made the right cut, but a lot of times he made the wrong cut. So –
It was just talking about flashes in 3 years. I'm not doing it.
No, as a returner, as a return man.
That's what I'm saying. As a return man, 3 years, we're still talking flashes. No.
Yeah, like the inconsistency is what we don't need. So, like, if you can't be consistent back there, then you don't need to go back there. Quarterback in 2015.
Go back to the question real fast, AP. Well. It was a little bit of both. Precisely. A little bit of both.
Wait, who are we talking about here real quick?
Del Rio. Yeah. Are you talking about Treon Harris?
Oh, my
God.
2015 was Treon Harris and Will Greer.
Oh, he was bad.
So Treon Harris.
Oh, my. Jerry, no.
Jerry, no. No, no, no. If I couldn't say that was a national championship team with Will Greer being the quarterback the whole year, you can't even lie about
Treon. No. I'm just saying Treon, he lost confidence. Two, he was too short. It just wasn't a good mix. Not gonna lie, just wasn't a good mix.
We're pulling too short thing?
He was too short. He was like 5'9".
Being short doesn't really matter.
And his hands are small.
Look, Kyler Murray's 5'8", he's somehow successful.
Because he's good.
I'm just listing a few things. And you can't be running that offense with Treon Harris either, bro. Like,
that wasn't his thing. Marcus actually say that because I knew it was going to be funny.
Pro-style offense, Treon Harris. He rolled out every play and threw it out of bounds. Nearly one-third of it.
Or threw a bomb down the field, but no one was open for it.
I ain't never seen a lot for tree. I ain't never seen somebody live for Treon so much.
What else did we have at the time? It's live about something.
We had nothing else. Who was behind Treon when Will Greer left?
Hey, regardless, if you listen to this, Kelvin Taylor, probably not. But shout out to you for carrying our offense. You and Antonio Callaway.
You, Antonio Callaway, and Jordan Scarlett.
Hey, and Goolsby on the low. Goolsby
was nice.
Yeah. He was cooking, bro. See Lou. I actually like I love the personnel on that team.
Siante Lewis was actually good.
Yeah, D. Rob, C. Lou.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible personnel by any stretch. It's just being a quarterback at all.
Yeah, facts.
If you had to choose, who y'all think will have a big year that nobody's really talking about this year?
Miguel Mitchell.
Because they're talking about him.
Oh.
Okay. One not talking about. My opinion.
The tight end. No.
He said don't forget about Matt Jones also.
Oh, Justice Boone.
See, for me, I'm going to go
we about to do a homer, bro.
Oh, my God.
We're not going to do a homer.
Okay.
I'm going to go Caleb Banks along the defensive front.
That's a good choice.
Okay. Now, for me, if it's somebody that needs to have a big year that no one's talking about as much as they should, Jason Marshall.
Yeah. I can see that. Either him or Jalen Kimber got to really step up at that position. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if Devin Moore has a functioning shoulder, he'll be really far over there.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So quick question. Do y'all think that we're going to run a lot of sets where we have Kamari in the box this year?
Probably should.
I can see it, yeah.
as an extra support for the linebacking group. I think that would be good.
They should do it.
I think so.
What's it?
That's a good question. I'm also, what are some concerns y'all have with this team? Because we talk about a lot, oh, who's going to be big, who's going to just. What are some concerns y'all have about our I'll go with the defense. We know what the offense is, but what about defense?
Just general experience. Because we're talking about a lot of guys who are going to be true freshmen, guys who transfers, guys who got to speed the playbook and things like that. And we're relying on depth for the defensive tackle spot, which is better in terms of talent, but again, youth.
Jack Power?
I like that one, actually.
Strong white dude. Yes.
God, Mark.
Jordan Sherritt, baby.
Hey, respect Jack Pyburn. Do all kinds
of Alex Anzalone.
Justice Reed. Okay. Is he still in college?
I hope he ain't. About 36.
Justice Reed went from having a full head of hair in the afro with no beard to literally a full beard with no hair. That man was in college for way too long.
And that's 36 college, bro. They try to be a career student.
He's not Thanos.
Oh my God.
Matter of fact, let me put a picture. Career student.
Let me put a picture, bro.
This man is a professional. This man was a professional student, man.
Hey, bro.
But yeah, I actually like the Jack Pyburn pick. Like, not even gonna lie, I think he's one that could not only crack the rotation, but make an impact for real.
Duval County legend Jack Pyburn. He's known for putting dudes in the dirt. He's strong as hell.
The Duval County agenda.
You know he went to Bulls, but I'll excuse that.
So when Justice Reed first was getting recruited. Oh yeah, he's about to be a Gator. This is him. Y'all see this? That's Justice Reed.
Right. Oh Jesus. Oh, I remember.
This is literally him. His last year of college.
Looking like a gym teacher.
That man literally. I don't know.
College football season.
Sorry, I had to say this, bro, but you can put some of that beard on your head.
Like, bro, you graduated high school 2 years before I did.
Dude, it was crazy.
And we graduated college around the same time.
What if he's still in college?
Nah, he's in the NFL now.
If he's still in college, come on, registry.
In the league, yeah. He was with the Titans and he's with the Redskins. Or the Washington football team. JR, what's going on, man? It's nice to have you on, brother.
Nice to have you on.
Welcome to the lounge, bro. Welcome to the lounge.
Welcome to the hangout. Welcome to the hangout, bro.
Receiver on the team, so I think he's going to have a much bigger year.
Ricky Pearsall, and like we said in the last podcast, this is a year that Ricky Pearsall can get paid. I don't think he's going second round or first round.
Probably fourth.
But, yeah, I could see him going in the fourth round. And if he's really good, maybe third.
Yeah, maybe third. If he has a really big year, I could see him in the third round. Honestly, though, I think he's one of those ones that it doesn't really matter what round he gets drafted in. He's making a roster.
I mean, you already know who the first receiver in the next year draft is going to be. Start off with.
Yeah.
Weston?
Weston is – wait. First, let me ask you some money. Hold on. Do you know what position he's playing this year?
Yeah, we gotta wait for this answer.
I need you to let me know if you know what position he's playing this year.
What position is he playing?
I hope you don't. Because ain't for the catch nothing.
He's waiting. Because yeah. I'm gonna tell you, man, I had a lot of high hopes for Jamarcus Weston, but did he answer?
Yeah.
What did he say? Oh, what do you say? look, Jay Money,
he ain't playing cornerback. I can tell you that right now.
Yeah, I wish him much success. Right, wish him much success. I would love for him to be great, but He's not going to start with Miguel Mitchell, Devin Moore, or
Kamara. His next position is going to be.
Now, just a.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. But I will say there's a certain wide receiver that's going to be a sophomore this season that I hope ends up doing well.
We can say it. It's Caleb Douglas.
See, there we go.
You know what? I'm gonna bring up another one though, not just Caleb Banks for me, because I do like what he brings to the table. You know, being 6'7", 300 plus pounds, being able to move the way he does on the inside, being able to rush the passer. I like what he brings to the table, but I'm gonna go on the offensive side of the ball too.
Okay.
Jaquavion Frazier's.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot. I like
Frazier's.
We will come on. We will bring you on the show.
Yeah.
To gloat.
Hey, matter of fact, I'm gonna do something else. So, if Caleb Douglas succeeds this year, I will call my close personal friend and also Caleb Douglas' close personal friend Chris O'Brien, and apologize to my mans for down Caleb this year. I will do it.
Look, I like Caleb Douglas. I thought he showed some flashes of being. Matter of fact, Caleb's really – he's actually a pretty good route runner. It's just his hands.
Got to improve on that. Just
he got Medusa hands right now, but
– Now, it'll be interesting because a lot of people said AR threw the ball really, really hard, which we know that. So how will it be with another quarterback throwing to him?
AR was a human jugs machine sometimes.
Yeah, he was.
Speaking of jugs machine, that's all you got to do. Hit the jugs machine.
Yeah.
It does help. Personally, can tell you.
And that coordination is key.
Yeah. And, you know, be strong with the ball, man. Like, even if you're in traffic, bro, hang on to that thing. We need you to, bro, because the SEC, you got some beasts at cornerback safety, you know.
But that jugs machine does help. It does help. So, you know, I didn't need it, but, you know. And Jay Money, if you end up being right about Jamarcus Weston, we will literally bring you on this show to gloat.
Yeah.
Literally. I promise you. We will. I'm not watching that preview again. I'm sick of seeing it. We will bring you on the show to gloat.
I'll do like George Lopez. I'll cry on my knees to the cobblestone path of the Church of Guadalupe.
You know,
I will make Jamarcus Weston.
Stop real quick, Jerry. Stop real quick. Hold on. Uh-huh. Real quick before you go, Marcus. You know we gonna hold you to that, right?
I was playing.
No. Say it. You're brave enough to say it. You won't do it if that happens. You're brave enough to say it. You won't do it if it happens.
Hey, man. We'll see what happens.
You're going to crawl up them cobblestones. You better not get up and walk. You got to crawl on your knees.
Hey, man. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know who said that.
Brave enough to do it. You're going to do it.
Look, I will make Jamarcus Weston our background if he balls out this year. Facts.
Fact, I'll DM him and tell him I'm sorry.
We will make it the podcast page background.
Yep.
We're going to do all that.
In fact, the podcast page will personally reach out to him and say you did it.
Thank
it's
you.
In 4K.
Yes. We got it on camera. No, don't try to hide. No, don't try to hide. You're brave enough to do it. You're brave enough to say it. You're brave enough to say it. No, don't hide now. Don't run now. You brave enough to say it. You got to do it. You got to do it.
So, hey, real quick, though, I kind of want to dive into another subject. We recently just got a new commit today, a guy from South Georgia. Josiah Davis is his name, right?
Correct.
Yeah, and you in Georgia. So, Jerry, tell us about him.
I couldn't tell you about him.
Yeah, you in the area, so you know I'm just playing.
I don't really keep up with a lot of these kids as much as what I should, but what I want to do is I want to see if I can find his film on Huddle. If I can find it, I'm going to try to play it for us. Let's see. What do y'all feel about our recruiting class so far?
So far, so good.
Very good.
How you feeling, AB the Optimist? How we feeling about the summertime?
Should start seeing more commitments rolling in because most of these kids sign in December anyway. So you should start seeing commitments really anywhere rolling in, to be honest. So we're gonna see. I mean, I like how it's setting up right now.
Oh, this kid's in Berrien?
Yes. We all know how recruiting is. So things fluid, but I like where we stand with some of these guys right now.
Okay, fair enough.
Including guys committed to other schools.
Oh, brother. I'll wait for that as a drop.
I'm trying to find a picture of what Marcus is going to look like if Jamarcus Weston ends up balling out.
So I'm going to present for everybody watching. We're going to pull up this kid's film here. We're going to see what it's looking like. And we're going to share our takes on it, because that's what we do. So we were just talking about in punt. All
right.
And he's frozen.
Jerry, frozen once again.
He's doing 07.
I'm frozen?
You're freezing.
Yeah, you're freezing.
And the film's kind of choppy, but we can see enough of it.
Oh, boy.
Okay, we'll see. Okay, good return. Keep running. Bye-bye.
It's great speed.
Yeah, really, really good speed. Let's see.
I guess we finally kick return next
year. You think Napier hears us talking about punt returners? Go to G. Ooh, that speed.
You hit that one.
AB, Coach Nate follows you, bro, so you need to be posting this.
Yeah, let him know, man. We got to grow his page a little bit, you know? Also, he does.
Ooh. Here.
Field also. Reverse field. Set the box. You got a box?
Oh, my
you got box?
God.
You got the box?
Hey, there we go. Box.
Got another one. Bye-bye.
Jesus. This kid is electric. I love guys that can cut backfield. Watch this. Get off of me.
Down the sideline.
You're not faster than me.
That right there. Good return.
Let's see here. Ooh.
Hey, high school quarterback, best athlete on the field type stuff right there.
Hey, he's fast. He got real speed.
What's he going to play at the next level, though, is my question.
Slot.
Nah, they're taking them more for defense and special teams.
Especially, okay. I guess. Defense, I'll see someone take here. If he has any.
He needs to be DJ Dallas.
Defense, though, because a lot of his highlights are going to be special teams. But oh, I can say pretty good safety, too.
Well, his offense is right now basically just best court athlete on the field type stuff, which is.
Yeah, it really is.
It's cool.
And he's not playing against slow guys. I will say that. This guy is super fast. He's
running away from everybody.
Yeah.
He is. I think we got us a gym. He's going to be a 4-star by the end of this cycle.
So where did he go, Jerry? Berrien?
Berrien, yep.
Oh, I know where it is.
In Nashville, Georgia.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, always get a small-town Georgia kid. Always.
Oh.
Hey, where, Georgia, when they got Herschel Walker.
I told people about Jahmyr Gibbs. I posted that clip. That man went from a 3-star to a 4-star to a freaking darn near 5-star.
Well, quick, didn't he?
But yeah, bro.
Kirby Smart's been subsidizing on small town Georgia kids his entire
time. He's been in Charlton County for Elias Williams already. 6'8" defensive end. And he already offered Hezekiah Kent, who's a little broke. So Nate. You got to offer these kids, man. Let's see here.
Honestly, if
look at this offensive set is nasty. It's just give it to Josiah and go.
Take away, baby.
Look at this. These wide receivers be bored.
It's so nasty.
Cutback is nice, so.
Yo, the wide receivers are doing offensive tackle drills.
Basically, bro.
I can just imagine him taking the catch on the kick return.
Oh, it's nasty.
He makes one cut, and it's a wrap.
Ooh.
Watch the blow by.
If he had a little bit more room.
He had the angle on him. This is the diamond formation.
Bye-bye. So, y'all that are watching, do y'all have a comp for this kid? I don't necessarily have a comp right now. Actually, I'm lying. Yes, I do. He reminds me a lot of what I saw in DJ Dallas out of Glenn Academy.
Oh, shout out Glenn Academy.
Yeah, shout out. This, let me see. What is he going to do? They don't put the words on there. He must have done something stupid. Oh, my.
Oh, good cut. That was smooth.
That was an elite cut.
They do need updated uniforms, though. I'll tell you that right now.
They do. Those are disgusting.
It's like 2012 uniforms. Touchdown.
I'm glad he threw it. I thought he was going to try to run.
He might have scored. I was like, try to. He cut back. No,
is he at safety right now? Yeah, he's at safety.
All right, there we go. We got something.
This is what we've been looking for. Oh.
Look at these things.
Oh.
Slot here.
Wait a minute. This is against Charlton County. Oh, Jesus Christ. This is against my hometown, y'all.
Great. Nice. I had to break down. There we go.
Man, he's flying around the football.
Can't block me. I'm going to hit you. Bang.
Kid's violent.
Yeah, he's very violent.
Nope.
No.
He just boxed him out.
No, this kid is special. I'm calling it now. Josiah Davis. This is the man. This is the man.
Yeah, he's definitely gonna play some defense though.
I love this eval. Yeah.
She's a ball, attacks the ball.
How long before Kirby Smart offers him?
Yeah, again, I don't think it matter. Ugh.
Nope. Nice try. Scrape it out.
Go get him. He took out the referee.
He said everybody going down.
He took out everybody.
Oh, look at this hook. Oh my god.
Well, there goes the first down marker guy.
No, he's not gonna catch him.
He caught him.
He hawked him down.
Oh, he's a four.
I bet that team didn't even score on that drive.
Not the greatest player in the world, but
so he's a 4-4 guy. 4-5, 4-4.
Yeah, and he's gonna be, and like J Money said, he's gonna be a safety. So but I love what I saw. I love what I saw. I mean, great instincts with the ball in his hands, and as a safety, just tell he knows where the ball is going to go. He knows how to shed blocks. He's got the speed, and he's a violent hitter as well. So this is a great eval by the staff.
That is a great eval.
Raymond loves this kid, so that says a lot.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that, you know, once you get a guy like him in, you know, on the field, in the locker room with a guy like Jakeem Jackson, I mean – I think the sky is the limit for that DB room, what we can have, bro. I mean, we have a lot of hybrids, guys that are also pure star, pure nickel, pure corners. I'm honestly so excited, bro. I'm not going to lie to you.
I am a fan. Count me in.
Yeah, that was a good eval.
I am a huge fan of this take, and the DB class potentially is looking – pretty darn good. Like, Raymond is going after some heavy hitters. And with some of the guys we're in it for, if we land some of these guys, combine that with what we brought in this past cycle, this secondary is going to be filthy for years to come.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, you got the whole room. Also, sky's the limit when it comes to that part.
And I'm not going to name his name. I'm keeping my eye on the one potential safety that's out there. I'm not gonna name the name though right now. I'm gonna let
don't do it. I know how you be jinxing, bro. Don't do it.
I'm not gonna name the name, but I'm keeping my eyes on one. I'm actually keeping my eyes on two. One's a safety, the other one's a corner. And the corner is committed to another school right now, but he blown up to be a top 50 player. He's actually from the state of Florida. He's from Miami. So keeping my eyes on those two.
Did I accidentally change the layout? Did anybody change the layout?
I didn't. I think you did.
You did.
Jerry changed the layout. Didn't even know it.
I don't know.
And now it's just me on screen for some reason.
I don't know what just happened.
Gerald.
AB's changing it. AB, go back to that column one.
There we go.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. I didn't have it on the panel. Okay.
Yeah, because we had to change it for the video. But
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, we had some, speaking of recruiting, we had some big time visitors on campus as well. Two in particular, the biggest visitors. JoJo Trader from Hollywood Chaminade Madonna High School down in Fort Lauderdale, and also
Miami Lock.
I wouldn't say Miami Lock. But also his teammate and the number two player overall in the country, five-star Ohio State wide receiver commit Jeremiah Smith, were both on campus, and DJ Ladway was on campus with him as well. So they took in a practice. They actually all did. They took in practice and saw just how everybody operated. And they came away impressed with just how the coaches are wired, how they're operated, how they're just engaged with everything. They talked to DJ Lampway afterwards. He's just fired up about just getting on campus. He says he can't wait to get on campus. And, with that recruitment, honestly, I did say when he committed to Ohio State, I mean, we knew they were the leader. So when Smith committed, it wasn't a surprise. But I did say that recruitment wasn't over.
I will clear the air.
Third time he's been on campus since then.
It's the third time?
That's the second, but I think he's going to schedule another visit as well.
I'd say maybe summertime would be a nice time to do it.
If we're talking about recruitments and predicting recruitments in March,
no, I'm not gonna. And this man puts on the ski mask like he like he Kodak, but no, or Kanye actually. I'm saying,
yeah, man, we're gonna talk about it. I'm just gonna lie without a face.
Oh my goodness,
man, really gonna be Kanye right now.
Ghostface?
If we get canceled, you know.
I can't do it another year. I just can't do it.
I'm not saying anybody's flipping, Jerry. Calm down.
No, but you said
you won't say it on film.
I'm not saying it on film. I'm not saying it on anything. Because Jeremiah Smith does seem locked in with Ohio State, but DJ is working that one hard, and they are working that one hard behind the scenes. And I'll be honest, with those two being teammates, Jeremiah Smith and JoJo Trader, if you were to flip a guy like Jeremiah Smith, you kind of do have a little bit of an inside track on JoJo Trader. Because how do we know those two don't want to play together?
I want to ask, though, have we seen any two teammates commit to Florida in the last 5-10 years?
How about the entire Lakeland crew?
Oh, I completely forgot about them. Nothing worked out, though.
Yeah, nothing real. Well, Keon did, but not with the injury. I mean, that's a step back. But the other two didn't work out. The other three, actually. Jeff Finley, Grant, De'Avi Hammond, and Lloyd Sumter.
Yikes.
I thought we were back.
We get Kismet all the time, except for one. But
who else, though, AB? Who else did we manage to do that with?
You said what?
Who else did we manage to do that with in the last 10 years? I'm trying to.
Teammates.
I'm trying to go back and think.
The last 10 years. Let's see. I'm trying to think. I mean, we've had some inroads with St. Thomas Aquinas, so we've landed multiple guys from there in the cycle.
With Jake Allen?
They go every year. You said what?
With Jake Allen?
Oh, okay. My God.
We're not counting him. I'm talking about before him.
Okay.
I can't even.
But, I mean,
well, essentially everybody, it's very unlikely that we get two guys from the same school.
Well, I mean,
hey, we don't do this.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
We'll don't see what happens with the IMG Academy. I mean, we're starting to gain inroads there. We finally broke the curse with them.
You know what? Will Norman and Kamari Wilson were teammates at one point, right?
They were, and you can actually say Will Norman and Najee Harris. So they were teammates at one point, so you can kind of say them. Because when we got Najee Harris, I mean, he was working on Will Norman the entire time.
Yeah, good point.
We can say them.
That's fair.
So other than that, you don't usually see it unless they're like the cream of the crop. Like they gotta be like these two, Trader and Smith. I can tell you right now.
We need all the talent we can get. We need to, take talent and, get them in there, evaluate them on campus. Just get them on campus.
And by the way, Jay Money, no, I'm not talking about Jordan Pryde, even though I kind of like where we stand with him as well. He says, do y'all know the difference between Napier and Mullen? Yeah, one actually cares about recruiting, and the other one doesn't have a job right now. Unless ESPN College Game Day is coming back. Oh, he said when it comes to DBs. Yeah, one knows how to evaluate and the other one doesn't.
Sure. He does. I agree.
I think the difference between them is that Napier actually hired a good DB coach that has legacy, like, and the other was Ron English and
why'd you bring that up?
Who we had? We had, well, Gray was a good hire.
You said what?
Gray.
Well, Torian Gray was a good one, but then when Gray left, it was Jules Montanar.
Yeah.
respect, Crime Dog?
I forgot about
Crime Dog. Well, no, Crime Dog wasn't terrible.
I forgot about Crime Dog and Jules.
That wasn't horrible, but I mean,
Jules Bonte was shambolic.
Oh my God!
Why?
I'm crying.
Why would you do this, Jerry?
Jules Montanar. Bro, I remember the whole TL was pissed off, bro.
What the fuck is that smell?
Oh my God.
Nobody can tell, bro. It's like, what is going on here?
Hey, like, bro, that
hair?
That era was crazy. Cause you remember we had who was the DB that Jules Montanar recruited that nobody wanted? You remember the guy? You remember what I'm talking about? Everybody's
if
like,
nobody wanted him, that means I don't remember him at all.
Exactly.
Oh, Jamarion Bird or something like that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What is that smell?
Everybody freaking was pissed off about that, bro. It's like, is he going to evaluate this kid? He's a gym?
Guess where he ended up signing?
Where'd he go?
It's Oklahoma.
Really?
Yes, he ended up at Oklahoma.
Is he playing now?
I'm not sure, actually. I know he was. I think he redshirted last year.
That's a no.
Yeah. No. He wasn't cracking that DB rotation last year. Not last year.
DB
rotation last year was very deep.
Maybe he'll get some PT, bro. You never know.
He could this year, but last year there was no way that was happening. They were deep.
It was at least in the boom.
But I'll say this, Jamarion Burke, I'm glad he ended up at a school like Oklahoma because, I mean, it's still a big-time school. They play big-time football. He's still going to have a chance to play in the SEC. Yeah. So, That's a good point. So it worked out for him. I'm glad it did. And maybe, who knows? Maybe he'll turn out to be a good player.
I hope so, man.
Bruce Montanar had one. They call him that, man.
Turns out to be a good player. Then look, that'd be the only one he hit on.
Yeah, I remember.
You know,
the blast rule gets another every now and then.
Going into that 2021 year, bro, it was a lot of lies told, bro. I can name off a few guys. We had what was the light skin kid name, bro? We had the DB 32.
Ethan Pouncey?
No, not Ethan Pouncey. You know, the one I have to look back at the roster. I can't think of the kid's name. I've literally
what year was it?
2021.
Wearing number 32.
He transferred.
Wearing 32.
So you can't remember.
I can't.
Bro, you're gonna laugh when I bring up this name.
What's the name?
Christ.
It was a lot of lies told. He's a safety. Hold on.
Bring the name up. I got something for that.
Mordecai McDaniel.
Hey Jerry, I got a response to that question. I got a response to that name. Wanna know what it is?
What was that? Oh. So we had Mordecai McDaniel. Of course you had Jadarius. Dakota Mitchell. Patrick Moore was out there. I was lying about Patrick Moore a lot.
Hey, respect Patrick Moore. I kind of know him.
You lied too, huh?
I kind of know him.
He wasn't horrible. What happened to Lamar Goods?
Who?
Lamar Goods. What happened to that kid?
What the fuck is that smell?
Hold on. I'm just going to show. You Jared, know what? For everybody watching, I just want to give everybody perspective.
Jared, real quick. This is what happened to Lamar Goods.
Okay.
I think he transferred. Didn't he like transfer to Kentucky or somewhere?
Somewhere.
Just look. If you're a Gator fan watching this podcast, just look at this list of names. I think you'd be grateful for Napier.
Lamar Goods, Antonio Valentino, who tried to be Bobby Valentino. Gene DeLance, who we slandered for years. Until his last year when he actually looked competent.
It's okay.
Can't see that well.
I'll take Austin Barber.
Yeah, I'll take Austin Barber. Riley Simons.
Ew. Kingsley, sure, I guess.
Yeah, he's trying to put emphasis on Jalen Humphries. That's what he's doing. I'll take Austin Barber.
Jordan Young, Cincinnati. Yeah,
he's now in Cincinnati.
He's reunited with Emory Jones.
Third in three years.
I'm not having fun anymore.
While the backup to Emory Jones is potentially the number one.
We're not going to go there.
We're not going to go there.
Going to leave it at
we spent no, AB, we spent a whole season discussing this.
I'm just saying. I mean, at this point, what were they thinking? I mean, because let's be real. Let's be real, y'all. Let's just be real, real quick.
No, we're not going there.
We're not going to do this.
No, baby.
No, it's different. No, we got to. Because when he got in the game, when AR got in the game under Mullen, we all saw who was better. And with that, I'm going to do this.
Allow me to respond in the following way.
If you don't get that voice out of my face, man. I need those. I need to add those to, like, I really need to add them. Who at FAMU?
Jordan. No, he at Cincinnati, ain't he?
Did he transfer from Cincinnati?
Hold on, let me see. No, he definitely got to be at Cincinnati. Let me see. I'm looking this up now.
Me too. I did think Jordan Young was going to be a beast.
No, he's at Cincinnati. Because it's his Twitter account right now.
Okay.
From 3 days ago. Yeah, he's at Cincinnati.
Now, what else we got to say before we get up out of here? It's been an hour 20.
Yeah, that's just going into final thoughts. I mean, we really don't have to discuss the baseball team. They did what they had to do. That's all I'm going to say. They did what they had to do. They got the job done. Jack Caglione is who we know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Rivera is who we thought he was, who we know he is.
The team is elite. I mean, it is what it is.
Luke Kamen pretty much reminded everybody when he get the bat in his hands, he got that pop too.
So he packed that thing too.
He hit two.
That thing on him too, man.
He hit two of them yesterday. So, look, he's not even a full-time starter at catcher. He was just giving BT Rypel a break who was playing first base. So, when Kamen comes in and he gets in the lineup, two home runs.
Shout out to BT, by the way.
Friend of the pod.
BT Rypel. Ooh, I believe also hit a home run this weekend. So, yeah, shout out to BT Rypel. He's playing really well.
See what happens when you come on our podcast? Then good things happen to you.
Man, honestly, what we should do for y'all, man, we should have like the Swamp Inside for Athletics Hall of Fame, wall of fame for all the people that have come on. Seriously, because man, we've had some great people on here. We have
Lisa Lang, Andrea Carter, definitely the first two inductees. Ben True,
Chris Rainey. I mean, we had some awesome people.
That was one of my favorite. Legend. That was one of my favorite interviews. Ben True, definitely one of my favorite interviews.
We had Shane Matthews on here. I mean, another guy.
Shout out to OG Shane Matthews, man.
Shout out to OG.
Shouts out to Shane Matthews. BT Rypel had him on here.
Yeah, BT, yep. And another one that's going to be coming up. We're not going to say it.
Say it. We are not going to spoil it.
It's a big one. We're going to keep our lips sealed on that, but it's a big
y'all
one.
Y'all tune in.
We got a big time guest coming on soon. Tune in. We're still trying to set up everything. Mm-hmm. Whenever they're available and what we do, y'all gonna love that interview. That's all I'm saying. Y'all
I'm also gonna be in the works trying to get a little bro on here who's gonna be a 5-star tight end out of Brunswick, Georgia. I'm gonna try to get him on here and just talk about his recruitment process in the near future.
You better get him to commit for it and shut it down.
I will say this before we get off. He wants to be offered by Florida, but Florida hasn't offered. They want him to visit first. I guess it's a Billy Napier thing. I don't know.
Set up the visit. Set it up, Gerald.
Need it.
It's all you, Gerald.
Need it, bro.
You've done it before, you can do it again.
Gotta say, oh my God.
You had to commit some. You had to do some things to get that one to get Aiden secured.
Oh my God!
You did what you had to do, but you did. You did. Yeah. You did.
Did it for the team.
Next commit.
Get off of here. Next commit.
Jabari Salisbury.
The hell is that?
Exactly. I don't know.
I wasn't gonna reveal it. Because of where we stood with him. But I'm going to do it anyway.
Oh, it's officially not happening.
Michigan State commit Jamari Howard.
Hmm. Okay.
All right.
Oh.
And with that. Jared, get it done.
Hey, man, I need to talk to him and try to figure out what we can do because the kid's going to be a special talent, man. Don't forget the name Hezekiah Kent.
He's going to be a baller. To go on the visit with him, do it.
Got to figure something out, man.
Oh, and I will go ahead and say this also before we go. We are going to also try to get 5-star quarterback commit DJ Lagway on here as well.
Yes,
that is one thing. That is one we're working on. We're gonna try to get him on here with y'all, and chop it up with us. And join the show. You got questions for him? Hey, you can ask him on here.
Yeah.
But Lynette, y'all got any final thoughts before we get up out of here?
If we do get them on here, we do get all the guests on, we will be on the official Twitter account. We'll be asking, we'll be sending questions in. Best ones, we'll get them on there. We got y'all. We want, this is gonna be a big one for us when we want.
Yeah, I will tweet it out. I will tweet it out. I don't go on Twitter much, but I will tweet that out for y'all.
Get back on Twitter, Jared, because you know you back on now after what you did.
Oh, I deleted it. I deleted it right after.
You back on.
Re-download it, damn it.
Days ago.
We'll see, man. We'll see.
But I hope he didn't curse that team. Made that video with that song.
We're in the Final Four. I don't even care. I'm happy.
I know, me too. I'm in four.
Yeah.
No, you got to win it now.
It's possible.
We never even got here before, so I'm happy.
Who cares? Got to win it.
Okay, Mr. Johnson, that Phoenix.
Oh, but yeah. That who got the song?
It's not me this time.
Marcus, I think it's you.
Yeah, because remember I pushed this one back, so we're gonna do Wishing on a Star, Rolls Royce.
Going old school on us. I like it. I love it actually.
It was either that or In the Rain by Dramatics.
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it right now. I don't know when, but one of the next times I had a song of the week, I'm gonna be a little biased and push a couple of songs that my little cousin has out that I might throw on his song of the week.
Yes, sir.
I'll listen to that. Matter of fact, when we get off here, I'm gonna sing y'all one, let y'all listen to it.
Sure. Send in the group chat.
Even though he did it like 5 years ago, just hasn't released it. But yeah, that let everybody know where they can follow y'all.
Follow me on Twitter below. JBreezyII is my Twitter account. IronBreezyII is my backup Twitter account. You can follow me on Instagram at JLamar_II, where I take my pictures, post my inspiration, and post my music. And yeah, those are my platforms.
Down below, Marcus Davis on Twitter. And once again, get me on the logo.
Please.
Working on it. Jerry ain't helping. I'm sitting here pretty much.
You got to tell me how I can help.
I'm basically Kobe against the Raptors, dropping 81 trying to do this.
Well, if he dropped 81, it would have got done already.
See, this is hard. I finally got back in touch with somebody. So maybe we can get this done, hopefully soon.
If anything, we don't have to have faces. We can just have, like, a signature, something, but the face would be dope. I'm just saying, but you know,
it would be great. It would, because a lot of people can't really do faces. That's really hard. This one took a while to get done. Actually, just
RCY fit right up top, right there. You see that right in the middle? I fit right there.
Or you could space these two out a little bit, put Marcus's face on there.
You know, I might. Okay, I might have.
Jared, do you know anybody that can do any editing?
I was just thinking I might know somebody.
All right, so let's get this outro.
Can you get off my case now that he basically confirmed that he ain't really been helping?
No, but I've heard your case. Now let's get to the outro. My iPad's about to die.
Yeah, because he got a whole box of pizza he want to eat. Pizza Hut, by the way, good choice. But follow me on Twitter at AceWade1, on Instagram at Ace_Wade1, please. And look at my last Instagram story. Do that. It's pissing these two off. I don't know why, but follow the podcast page, Twitter at Inside_Swamping, on Instagram at Inside_FordAthletics, and I will put that particular story on both those pages. I'm just kidding.
You know what it is.
Yeah, this is what had this success.
Oh my god.
But with that, this has been another great episode of the Swamp in South Florida Athletics. For Anthony Beck, Jerry Brown, and Marcus Davis, we'll leave you as we always do. Go Gators, God bless, stay safe, take care of your loved ones, you love them every day, take care of your mentals, take care of your chicken, wear your mask, wash your hands, Marcus.
Wash your butt. Left cheek, right cheek, and everywhere in between.
y'all have a blessed night. Catch a blessing. Just remember that.
I'm wishing on a star to follow where you are. I'm wishing on a dream to follow.